Hey y'all, it's Saturn, and I got another audio today. And this one's just gonna be silly, and it's just gonna be fun, cause I am a little out of content ideas. I mean, I have plenty of ideas, but the problem is I just can't put them into audios. So that's kind of an issue right now, but that's where we stand with my content. So I saw Helen Back do this accent challenge, and I was like, you know what? That would be really fucking fun to do. So guess what we're doing today, y'all? We're gonna do the accent challenge, and I am in a very goofy mood, so this ought to be really fun. Okay. So... we're going to do the accent challenge at first, but I'm also going to, like, fuck with it a little bit, and I'm going to add some stuff to the end of it. I'm going to kind of make, like, a southern challenge, because I'm from the south, so I thought that'd be kind of fun. That might be in a separate attached audio, though. I don't know yet. if it's not connected to the end of this one or connected to the post, it'll be coming out in another audio tonight too, because I'm definitely going to do that one. Speaking of which, my southern accent is probably going to kick in full force if something comes up that makes my southern accent come out. I don't know. So, and I don't realize that I do it. So, yeah. So, let's get started. Okay, question one. Your name and your username. Hey y'all, my name is Saturn. My username is lovelylittlething3. That's awesome. If you don't know who I am, this is probably a great audio for you to listen to for your first introduction to me. Yeah. anyway. Two, where you're from. I am from Texas, and that's pretty southern, so that's all I gotta say about that. Part three, pronounce the following words. Ant, roof, route, theater, iron, salmon, caramel, fire, water, New Orleans, pecan, both, again, probably, Alabama, lawyer, coupon, mayonnaise, pajamas, caught, naturally, aluminum, gif, tumbler, cracker jack, doorknob, envelope, and I don't know what that fucking last one is, so we're just gonna skip that. I think I have some more words that I pulled up in another tab. Yeah. Okay. Let me find some that I didn't say yet. Naturally, nucleus, washing, tomato, wear, often, greasy, Columbus, Minnesota, police, ask, pin, bag, Mary, Mary, and Mary. So, yeah, those are a bunch of words. It's fun. Section four, what is it called when you throw toilet paper on a house? That is called TPing, where I'm from. I don't know what else you would call it, but we're just gonna go with that. Section five, what is a bubbly carbonated drink called? That is called one of two things, and Helen Back said the same thing, and I can heavily fucking relate, okay? In my house, it's called a soda. Okay, if somebody says they want a soda, we ask what kind. However, I have also grown up in numerous different households aside from my own, and in almost all of the other ones, it's called a fucking Coke, and you ask what kind of Coke you want, and that could be Sprite, that could be Dr. Pepper, that could be fucking Mountain Dew, I don't fucking know, it's all called a Coke here. So, I'm used to both of those things. Section 6. What do you call gym shoes? Those are called tennis shoes. Because that's what I grew up with. I've never said sneakers. I don't, that's like, that's just, nope. They're called tennis shoes. Yep, okay. Section 7. What do you call your grandparents? My grandma doesn't like to be called grandma, so I call my grandma Mimi. And on my mom's side of the family, my grandma doesn't like being called grandma either, so we call her Nana. And then my grandpa was like this really weird case because he didn't, like, he wanted to just be called grandpa, but when I tried to pronounce that, it came out really fucking weird. And I ended up calling him something completely different, and it's completely unique. I've never heard anybody call their grandparent that. So, yeah. And then all of my other, I have a bunch of grandfathers for some reason. All of my other grandfathers are, I don't know why I said a bunch. I have 1, 2, 3. Yeah, I just have 3. Yeah. Okay. Mhm. I have 3 grandpas. One of them was called that special unique name, and then the other two, we just call them Papa, because that's what they wanted us to call them. When I get old, I'm just gonna be called fucking Grandma, because I'm not doing all of this other weird. All of these other weird names. Like, I don't like any of them. I don't want to be called Nana. I don't want to be called Mimi. I don't want to be called any of that. Like, just call me fucking grandma and call it a fucking day, okay? Section 8. What do you call the wheeled contraption in which you carry groceries at the supermarket? That is called a buggy. Fight me. I have never called it a shopping cart. If somebody says shopping cart, I look at them all weird. Yes, I know what it is, but I'm not used to hearing that. So, no. 9. What is the thing you change the TV channel with? That is called a remote. I don't even know what else you would call that. I've never heard anybody else call it anything else. 10. Choose a book and read a passage from it. Okay, I have a book in front of me right now. I don't know what. Should I read the sex scene? No, this isn't supposed to be sexual. Don't read the sex. I flipped to the sex scene. My fingers know where that is. Okay, what am I gonna? We're gonna read the last section of the book. Fuck yeah. Okay. The last page. I'm gonna ruin this book for everybody. There's the acknowledgements. Okay, there's that. Oh, is this the epilogue? I can't read the epilogue. I'll smack somebody. No. We gotta read the part where she finds out. Okay. Hold on. 'Cause we're having some issues. I don't know where it is. I'm gonna do this for like 30 minutes trying to find that one fucking scene. Why didn't I pick this out beforehand? Because I don't plan shit through. That's why. Yeah, okay. It goes back that far. Because those are the emails, so I don't know. This is hard trying to flip pages and hold a phone in the other hand. Yeah, so that's the... Okay, so I gotta go back. It's gotta be here. Yep. Okay. Okay. Hold on. We gotta go back a little bit more. Okay. Okay. Oh, this ought to be so much fun. Okay. I take another step. The view clears, and when I realize what I'm seeing, who I'm seeing, my stomach plummets, and the air leaves my lungs like a final exhalation. My arms fall slowly to my sides. My body's instinct is to turn and run back upstairs, to tear into the bathroom and lock the door, but I'm frozen. Time seems to have slowed. Kit's father hasn't moved. He's standing at the end of the driveway, staring up at the house, squinting against the early morning glare. He takes a step down the driveway toward the house, and that's when I know I'm certain that either Kit or Riley is dead. I grab for the banister to stay upright. Memories, images, words flicker through my mind like scratching fragments of film. Kit's arms around my waist, drawing me closer, our first kiss under the cover of darkness, just by the back door. The smile on his face the first time we slept together. The blue of his eyes lit up by the sparks from a Chinese lantern. The fierceness in his voice when he told me that he was going to love me forever. Come back to me. That was the very last thing that I said to him. Come back to me. Always. Was the very last thing he said to me. Then I see Riley as a kid throwing a toy train down the stairs, dive bombing into a pool, holding my hand at our grandfather's funeral, grinning and high-fiving Kit after they had enlisted. The snapshot of him in his uniform on graduation day. The circles underneath his eyes the last time I saw him, the grin on his face when he told me that he was going to be a dad. The door buzzes, and I jump, but I stay where I am, frozen halfway up the stairs. If I don't answer the door, maybe he'll go away. Maybe this won't be happening. But the doorbell sounds again, and then I hear footsteps on the landing above me, my mother's voice, sleepy and confused. Jessa? Who is it? Why are you just standing there? I turn to her. Her hand is pressed to her mouth, standing in her nightdress, her hair unbrushed, the blood rushing from her face. She looks like she's just seen a ghost. No, that's wrong. She looks like she is a ghost. The bell buzzes for a third time. Get the door, Jessa, my mother says in a strange voice I don't recognize. It startles me enough that I start to walk down the stairs. I feel calmer all of a sudden, like I'm floating outside of my body. This can't be happening. It's not real. It's just a dream. I find myself standing somehow in front of the door. Sorry. I unlock it. I open it. Kit, Riley, Kit. Riley, which is it? Kit's father blinks at me. He's been crying. His eyes are red. His cheeks are wet. He's still crying, in fact. Jessa, Kit's father says in a husky voice, I'm so sorry. Who? I hear myself ask, who is it? Can I come in? He asks, his attention now focused on my mom. Who? Who is it? I repeat. My mom's hands are on my shoulders. She's trying to pull me away from the doorway, but I refuse to budge. I'm distinctly aware that I have started crying. I'm almost crying because I know where this is going. And a voice in my head is snapping at me to pull it together, but I can't. Who? I yell. He closes his eyes as though praying, and when he opens them, it's disorienting because I see Kit. The same cobalt blue eyes, rimmed at the edges with black. The blood is pounding in my ears so loudly I barely hear the name. I fall away from the door, reeling backward as though he's just slapped me, my brain whirring, struggling to process what he has just said. The room spins like a carnival ride, and I find myself on my knees. In the background, someone is crying, a rough, keening sound as though they're being hollowed out with some medieval torture device. And that's like the end of the chapter. But, anyway. Okay, so there's that part. okay. Section 11. Do you think you have an accent? I think I do, but only occasionally. Like, it only comes out when, like, I'm around other people who have an accent. Or, like, other people who have a southern accent. Or if I'm doing something that, like, in, like, brings out my southern accent, I think. End the audio post by saying any three words that you want. I don't fucking know. No, fuck that. Those are my last three words. I'm full of shit. Okay, anyway. That's the end to that part. Yeah, I'm not going to do the southern part in this audio, but I am going to do it in another audio, so stay tuned for that, because this one was way longer than I planned on it. So, yeah. Bye.